Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and the HR Lady should be joining us very soon. It's Sunday, March 1st, 2009, and we are broadcasting from the lovely city of Atlanta. Now, it's been an extremely cold, windy, and snowy day. Yes. I did say snowy day. Absolutely incredible. This is, I mean, it's March 1st. It is absolutely March 1st, 2009. I double-checked the calendar, and it is snowing. Well, I think it may have stopped by now, but early this morning when we went into church, it was rainy, a lot of rain came out. It was a blizzard. So I tell you, but it's beautiful, and I'm sure and I hope that it's been a beautiful day wherever you're listening. Now, first, if you'd like to join the conversation, you may do so by calling 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. Or you may email us if you prefer at info@pagesetiquette.com. Once again, info@pagesetiquette.com, or join us in the chat room with your comments or questions. Now, last week, we celebrated our first year anniversary of What is Etiquette Anyway? And I want to thank the many emailers that we had, so many email congratulations. We thank you so much. Thank you for your calls. We are so glad that you are and have been a part of making the world a polite place to live and making our show a success. We just really have indeed had a wonderful time. Now, if you didn't get through last week, you still can contact us this evening. You know, you may just simply let us know what your favorite topic was over the year, the comments you may have made previously. If you want to say congratulations, if you have an etiquette question this evening, or if you have an etiquette topic, say you'd like to hear us cover in the future. Now, tonight's show is an open forum, and that's when we'll just discuss whatever it is on your mind, whatever etiquette topic you would like to discuss. Again, the number is 347-324-3295. 347-324-3295. Well, wow. We're going to go ahead and go to our first caller. And it looks like extension 3400. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? If you would, just tell everyone your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Tamara Watts, and I am calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Tamara. Tamara was one of our previous guests on our show, and she didn't have an opportunity to call in on last week, but she is joining us now. I am so excited. And, of course, Tamara was on our she was a part of our Back to School Etiquette for Parents show. And, of course, she shared great information about some of the roles of the parent and the parent-educator connection. And she's just very passionate, as you will hear, about children and educating parents. And when she was on our show, we received a wide range of feedback from that show. So, Tamara, what you would like to give us any updates or just kind of tell us, you know, what's been going on, what's on your mind.
Well, I'd like to first say congratulations.
Thank you.
I used a long time to have done a beautiful job and to have changed many lives, so we do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Secondly, I'd like to apologize publicly because my schedule has not allowed me to participate as much as I have liked to, and I just wanted to publicly apologize, and I am going to do a better job with my schedule to participate because this type of conversation is well needed in our current day and time.
Well, wonderful. Of course, we are always, you know, sitting on the edge of our seat to hear what you have to say as being an educator. Because we definitely talk about school etiquette and parent workshops. So just give us an idea of just kind of update us and let us know what you're doing now. And this will be a good opportunity to tell some of the parents as well, give them an idea of, you know, kind of, I know we're on the downside probably, meaning that we're have a countdown of how many days till school is over, but it is never too late to begin practicing good etiquette and study skills. So I'm going to let you just kind of talk about that.
Well, we are on a countdown, but the countdown that we currently have is one that we'll count down before we count down the end of school. We have reached the halfway mark, but it is testing season. And the third week of March, high school students in the 11th grade will be taking the Georgia graduation test for the first time, and those students who have not taken the Georgia graduation test or who have taken the test and not passed any portion of it will be given the opportunity to retest for the sections of the test that they need to pass, because this is a test along with their Carnegie units that they have to pass in order to receive a standard graduation diploma from high school. The middle school students are preparing for the CRCT, which is actually the second week after spring break, which actually falls the third week of April. We'll have spring break the first week of April. We'll have a week of intense review, and then that third week of April, the CRCT starts for the middle, elementary and middle school age children. And that is assessment that in the third, fifth, and eighth grade, they must pass the reading and the mathematics portions in order to be promoted to their next grade level. So parents need to understand at this point that along with what the teachers are doing in the classroom, they can assist or contact their teachers to find out ways that they can help provide review for whatever grade level their students are in. Now, for those high school students who were 11th graders last year and passed all portions of the graduation test on the first time, we salute them because that is a major, major feat, and that we congratulate them because all students aren't able to do that. We hope that they do, but the areas that they have the biggest problem on the graduation test that are highly retested are mathematics, science, and writing. So those areas are the areas that the high schoolers retest the most. But for those third, fifth, and eighth grade students, if they don't pass their CRCT this April 2009, they will have to go to a mandatory summer school for the month of June. And then they will retest in either reading, language arts, mathematics, or both. Because what they do for the retest is they blend the reading and the language arts together for third, fifth, and eighth graders, and they take that test and the math test if they need both subjects. So if they pass the section, say they passed everything but math in April, then for the summer school, they would go to summer school half a day, and they would be retaught in mathematics. And then that mathematics is the only portion of the test that they will retake. So they wouldn't have to retake the entire assessment.
Okay.
But that's the focus that we need to, that's the area that we need to focus on right now to get these babies to where they need to be for their, looking ahead for their next school year.
And if you can kind of just let the parents know how important it is to make sure that their children retire early and have, you know, good nutrition when they come to school, and the difference that that would make with them as well?
Well, one of the things that research has shown us is that when our bodies are rested, our brain can function better.
Mm-hmm.
And along with the rest, when our bodies are properly nourished, the balance, the chemical balance that our bodies independently have are able to function better.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that, especially that teenager, you know, once they're 10, 11, and those children who are, or maybe even 12, who do the telephone, the cell phone, you know, we can retire those things during this season so their body can get into having the rest that they need. I have three children of my own. My oldest is 18. She did take the high school graduation test in Georgia, and she passed it in the 11th grade her first time around. We were very excited. But the thing with her is it took for that teenager time to pull her away and kind of calm her down
mm-hmm.
so that she could understand because, you know, it's, lack of better words or phrases, you know, they think they know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my child is no different than any other child.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had to, you know, curfew the telephone during this time.
Mm-hmm.
We curfewed the or limited the dating to the weekends
mm-hmm.
and so that she could get herself in a frame of testing, which was different from what she normally was, which actually those type of habits help the children to have a different type of focus when they're sitting in their classroom
Absolutely.
Because of the things that you have changed or curtailed at the house.
Right, right. And, of course, when you're, you know, a little more rested, you're nourished, you have the tendency to be a little more courteous and not as, you know, snappy to others or, you know, not necessarily, well, and kind of not rude and curt. So,
the other thing that it does is it helps them to understand better, and they're able to, in that courteousness, be able to ask the right questions
mm-hmm.
in the classroom while the teachers are providing the instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And when they are in that state, it does help them because for my daughter, what it did was her and her friends started study groups.
Mm-hmm.
So where she was weaker, you know, and a friend was stronger, they were able to converse. So the courteousness and the helpfulness kicked in when they actually figured out how serious it was.
Absolutely. That is just wonderful. That is wonderful. And just wanted to say one additional thing. I'm just hoping that a lot of the teachers that are out there listening that are preparing these children for this, I want to say try not to stress these children out. And I say that because there was one year I went in to do some self-esteem and motivation workshops with these children, and I remember a fourth grade class. These children were so extremely stressed out, and they kept saying, "Well, if we don't pass this test, we're not going to pass." And you know, I just felt so bad. So, if there's any way, even though that this is a very important test, the children know how important it is. But hopefully the teachers will not, and the teachers quite naturally would be stressed because they know it's very important as well. But if the teachers can be a little more relaxed, because then that, therefore, that would make the children a little more relaxed. So, you know, just wanted to put that out there because I was just so amazed at how totally and completely stressed out these children were at, you know, age 8 and 9. So that would be great. But I want to thank you so much, Tamara, for joining us. It's always such a pleasure to hear from you and to get some wonderful updates on what's going on in the schools. And I certainly want to invite you to call us back at any time to share, you know, your comments and advice. We thank you so much.
I really appreciate it. You have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and let's see, great comments, and I believe my co-host is here now, Denise.
Hi, Donna, how are you?
I am fine, how are you?
I'm doing well, I am doing great. We certainly had a wonderful day today here in Atlanta.
Oh,
I'm sure you commented on it, I probably
yes.
missed a little bit.
So we did talk about the wonderful, beautiful snow and the wind and the rain turning into snow. And for all of you out there that live in the north and friends and family, okay, don't call us up and tease us about this weather down here.
Although that 1 to 2 inches, right?
Right, right. Although we may deserve it at this time, but it was beautiful, and it wasn't too bad until it took me longer than normal to pull into my driveway. But we'll talk about that a little later. I want to pull on our next caller, extension 1624. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, just doing just well. Just trying to stay warm. How about that?
Oh, I am so sorry to hear that. My name is Lanice. I'm calling from Ohio, and I hope you guys are enjoying the weather.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say, do not tease. Oh, it's on.
So what are you saying? You're talking about our winter wonderland right now? Is that
Yes. Something we get quite frequently.
Yeah.
But just so
and
happened.
Lots more, right?
Oh, it just so happened today happens to be very, very, very sunny, of course, the Midwestern temperature of 30, but very sunny, beautiful, no snow. Mm. So when I heard that, because I have relatives in Georgia, and when I heard that, I was like, oh, my gosh, it's a blizzard. Oh, my gosh. And I'm like, wow, you know, how many inches are you going to get? Because when we have blizzards, we're talking 9, 10 inches. And I'm like, oh, how many inches are you going to get? Between 1 and 4. I'm like, wow, okay. Everyone needs to close down for a week. No, but I understand. You guys are not used to that. But it feels good to put it in your face. It really does.
Well, you know what? It's really okay because it doesn't happen often. The only thing that was a little challenging today is when I came in, it took me a little longer than usual. Okay, about 10 minutes to get in my driveway.
Oh, wow.
And with the, you know, the slipping and the sliding and the wheels turning, I just had a flashback to where I'm from, where we did this daily pretty much in the wintertime. So, but anyway, I knew that would make you feel better. But anyway.
But no, I hope you guys enjoy it. Everyone actually be very safe because I know this is not an everyday occurrence for you guys. So I really do enjoy, honestly, look and see how beautiful it actually is. That God is God's nature, you know?
Absolutely, and we love it. Oh. We love to see it come and love to see it go. Tell us your question for this evening.
Well, I actually wanted to comment on the teacher that was on the line. And it was just like a couple of things. It's nothing I want to state specifically. It was just more or less, I understand so far as the tension, because my children, I've been blessed for them. They went to, you know, fairly good schools, really good teachers, and so they didn't really have that stress. My daughter in the 8th grade or the 9th grade passed all those tests, so I didn't know the circumstances as if you did, and my son has so far passed all of his, who is 10. So that was very, you know, informative to know that you have to go through all of these different steps if the children do not perform, you know, correctly on the test at that time. So what I can offer, since my children have always passed, you know, I am not, believe me, I am not trying to brag or anything. But once again, my kids did pass off. No, okay. But I do. But that is one thing that I do. I make sure that they're in the bed early, regardless of my daughter was 16. It was still nothing past 10 o'clock. And that's just the way it was, because you do have to have rest for your brain to work properly. And as you stated also, Donna, is that also you are not as, you're more courteous. Because you're not nagging, you're not tired, you're not frustrated, you're not irritable, which makes a better day for everyone. So, you know, I, like I said, I had nothing to talk about. I just really wanted to also bother you guys about the weather a little bit.
Thanks, Lamise.
You know, you're welcome. No problem. Anytime.
Well, thank you so much. And certainly, you know, feel free to contact us at any time, as long as you're not teasing us. But, you know, that's okay. We're big girls. We can take
You're big girls. You can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you, ladies. You have impacted my life as well as my husband, my whole family. And I want you guys to keep going. We really appreciate you.
Well, we thank you so much for being one of our dedicated listeners and callers. And, of course, as you know, feel free to always call us again.
Definitely. You guys have a wonderful snowy day.
Okay, great.
Thank you. You have a funny day.
Bye-bye, ladies.
Bye. That was fun.
Okay, Denise. I think she must have missed a disclaimer when I said.
I know she did, but she didn't care.
I know. It really was pretty.
Anyway.
Yeah, it was pretty coming down. It really was. So, but anyway, you know we only go through this maybe once or twice a year. So, let's see if we can. I have one quick, quick email that I would like to pull right now. And callers, thank you so much for your patience. We're going to get to you in just a quick moment. Etiquette Lady, I'm 8 years old, and I enjoy listening to your show with my dad. You sometimes talk about your books, but I haven't heard you talk about them in a long time. Are they still available? Yes, they. And this comes from Delilah in Minnesota. Delilah, yes, and yes, you're right. I haven't talked about them in quite some time. The book for children, especially, is probably the one that you're talking about. It's called What is Etiquette Anyway? And, of course, it's a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. And, yes, it is available on the website, which is www.paigesetiquette.com, www.paigesetiquette.com. And, of course, the other one is What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? I know you said that you listen to the show with your dad. That particular book is Key Ingredients for Building Successful Working Relationships, and that is also available on the website with additional motivational posters and other. We just have so many other materials. So thank you so much for bringing that to our attention, and we do need to talk about those a little more. So, and thank you and your dad both for listening, and keep listening, okay? Going to go and take another caller here. Let's see, extension 4362. Hello? Hello, caller? Okay. All right, I'm not quite sure. I can hear some feedback, but what we'll do is we'll come back and see if that caller, or caller, if you can, call us back. Okay, Denise?
Mm-hmm.
I believe you had a couple emails. Is that correct?
I do. I actually do. This one is kind of funny. This one comes from Will. Will says, I took a girl out on a date. She wore me out with that gum, and I assume it's chewing gum, because he says, when dinner came, she pondered over it for several more minutes, then discarded it. She took it and placed it in a piece of paper and put it in her purse. After dinner, she excused herself to the restroom to reapply lipstick and continued with a fresh piece of gum. How can I tell her to leave the gum at home when we're out on a date? Irritated, Will.
Wow. She's probably cracking and popping and all those other things.
That's what it sounds like.
And sure. Wow, actually, any type of gum chewing or eating, period, really should be a quiet experience. And a lot of people don't really realize that they crack and pop, and you know, the ones that have done it for so long, they don't really realize it, but it is irritating. But Will, what I would suggest to you is to just tell her that you really like her and you like going out on dates with her, but the gum chewing is sort of a turnoff. And if she likes you, she will avoid chewing her gum, and maybe she will go ahead and have like an after-dinner mint or something like that. Now, on the other hand, if she doesn't like you and doesn't care, she may tell you too bad. So you want to get ready for either response. And as we always say on the What Is Etiquette Anyway show, we always say it's not what you say, but
it's how you say it,
exactly.
And oh, boy.
Keep us posted on that, Will, okay?
Good luck to you, Will.
Okay, let's see if we can pull another caller here. Extension 4362. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, caller. How are you?
Hello? Oh, hi. I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. Well, we thank you so much for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway, and we've got an open forum here. What would you like to talk about?
I actually wanted to talk about the weather.
Okay.
I heard, was there snow in Georgia?
Actually, yes. Believe it or not, there is.
Well, okay. I wanted to talk about weather and drivers.
Okay.
When it's raining or snowing, people seem to go faster than when it's sunny and it's, how can you have etiquette on the road?
Right.
How,
oh, man. Yes.
Especially in bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then you hear people laying on their horns
mm-hmm.
or yelling at their windows. How can you drive safely and still keep your composure and drive properly using the proper etiquette?
Right.
Like that happens, especially in the bad weather.
Sure. Let me start by simply saying you don't want to be intimidated. Just experience that on my way home. Just about everybody was driving slow, and this guy is just right behind me. I had actually pulled from a light. You know, I was the first one in line to go through the light, of course, when it turned green. And he is just all on me. And, of course, when you have any kind of, you know, anything on the road, like today was, you know, the snow and the slush and all of that, you don't want to apply your foot to the accelerator as quickly as you normally would if it's dry pavement. So he just kind of got irritated, and I'm thinking, okay, you think I'm going slower, taking my time, but I'm thinking to myself, but I'm in front of you. So
mm-hmm.
you don't want to be intimidated. Once you get intimidated, then you become a little less courteous, and then you
mm-hmm.
want to say some things, and then you get yourself all upset. But I want you to stay tuned. We're going to have a show in a few weeks on driving etiquette. We've done this show before. It was very popular. And we are going to do that again. And I thank you for bringing that to our attention in a roundabout way, teasing us that, yes, Georgia does have snow. But I certainly want to thank you so much for your call. And I'm sure when you call us back next week, we won't any longer have snow. Have a wonderful evening, okay?
You too.
Okay, good night now.
Good night. Thank you. Well, everybody's teasing us about our weather tonight.
It's okay. It won't be like this next week.
I can't
believe we're almost out of time again. Oh, my goodness. What do they say? Time just flies when you're having
fun. When you're having fun.
Well, wow. Again, we want to say an extra special thank you to our callers. Thank you, Tamara Watts, for calling in and updating us on the exams that are getting ready to happen this month and giving the parents tips on how they can prepare their children for these exams and the importance of it. It's always great to hear from you, and please feel free to call us back at any time. Well, once again, you've been listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Of course, the purpose of the show is to make the world a polite place to live. We always remind you each and every week to make sure that you perform or initiate some type of act of kindness, and that's just simply doing something nice for someone. And if you practice doing that, you'll do it without even thinking about it, which is called a random act of kindness. We'd certainly, again, thank you so much for listening. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to you joining us next week, and I'm sure we won't have any snow. Thanks again. Have a wonderful evening. Take care. God bless. Good night.
Good night.